Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. We're starting about the fifth line with the words Am Rabbi Yosa, and the source stuff is all the way at the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Yesterday, the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yochanan that if we have a klal regarding a chiyur of kares, and then one of those lavim was singled out in a different pasuk, that is lachalik. It reflects back onto the klal, teaching that every iser is its own chiyuv. And this was learned from the Surim of Arayos. They're all mentioned in a generalization in Achrei Mois and in Kedoshim. The next parsha, Achaisai, one sister. Singled out, and that's the source that it's lechalik teaching us regarding all the other arayas that there's an individual iser of kares. Now Rabbi Elazar went on to ask Rabbi Yochanan regarding a whole bunch of other isuri erva which are singled out in kedoshim and what the purpose of those are. And Rabbi Yochanan had an answer for each and every one. The last two that we had mentioned was doidasai and eshes achiv, the wife of his brother. Both of them had said aririm yu, they're going to die childless. And now we have a different drasha. Rabbi Yosef says doidasai litzarech yatzas, that the reason why the pasuk singled out his aunt is for a particular reason. Lamaitas eshes achiv me'imai, to exclude the wife of his brother from his mother, meaning his maternal brother. He doesn't have a chi of kares being with that person's wife, only an iser lav. Where does he get this from? Well, nemar kan doidasai, it says over here by iser of arayas, doidasai is aunt. But nemar alon, it says over there, oi doidai, oi ben doidai yigolenu. This is referring to when a person sells himself as an eved ivri, his uncle or his uncle's son, meaning his cousin, has mitzvah to redeem him. And what do we learn from here? Ma doidai shnemar alon, just like the doidai that said over there by redeeming him, ba'achi aviv me'av akasim daber, the pasuk is talking about his father's paternal brother, meaning they share the same father, after Dasa Shnei Malalon, so to his aunt that's set over there, meaning by the Isra of Arayas, Pachos Aviv Me Aviv Akasim Medaber, the Chiv Karas is going to be if he lives with his father's paternal sister, meaning they share the same father. And continuing to Limud, Af Eshes Achiv, also the Isra of him living with his brother's wife, Lemeid Midei Dasai, that's learned from his aunt, Ma'adu Dasa Shnei Malalon. In regards to the Isra of aunt that's set over there, Pachos Aviv Me Aviv Akasim Medaber, the Pasuk is talking about his father's paternal sister, not maternal sister, Af Eshes Achiv Shnei Malalon. Also, the wife of the brother that's said over here, Beishas Achiv Me'av Vakasim Daber, the pasuk's talking about the wife of the brother from the father, meaning a paternal brother's wife, that's a Chiv Kares, not a maternal brother's wife. Now, the Gemara asks on this, Ad Kedain Krabi Kiva, up until here is all good according to Rabbi Kiva, even though Doidasai itself is only known based off of Vidrasha from this pasuk of Ay Doidai Ben Doidai Yigalenu, we could still use that word Doidasai to teach something about his sister in law. But what about Krabi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if something is learned from a Drasha, we can't learn from there to something else. As I had as Rabbi Shmuel know that the Isser of sister-in-law is only the wife of a paternal brother, not a maternal brother. And the answer is, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel teaches in Abraisa, Nemar Kan Eishas Achiv, it says over here, Eishas Achiv, that's specifically in regards to the Isser, V'nemar Olan, over there, in regards to the Einash a person is going to receive, it says, Ish Asher Yikach as Eishas Achiv Nidahi, so it calls Eishas Achiv a Nida. What do we learn from here? Ma Nida Yesh L'Heter L'Achri Yisura, just like a Nida, she has a Heter after her Isser, once she becomes tar and she goes to the mikvah, so she's not a nida anymore and she's mutter. Af eshes achiv me aviv yashal heter lachri sura. It must be the pasuk is referring to a paternal brother's wife that she has a heter after isser also. Namely, if the brother dies without children, there's mitzvah of yibum to his wife, so there's technically a heter after the isser. Yatzas eshes achiv me imai, that excludes a maternal brother's wife. She'ein lo heter lachri sura. There's no heter after isser. There's no din of yibum with a maternal brother's wife. And this is where Rabbi Shmuel learns that the chi of kares is only with a paternal brother's wife, not a maternal brother's wife. And we ask, Kara Belazar, that's a proper girsa. Makshila, as we had said, Rabbi Elazar asked all these questions in Rabbi Yochanan, which is mashma that he does not agree with his drasha of lechalik yatzas. And therefore the question is, Manan Tesile, how does he know all these chiyuvim of kares? We have a mission in Krisis that lists 36 different isum of kares. How does he know that they're each their own iser if he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan's drasha of achaisai? And the answer is, Rabbi Vol quotes Rabbi Elazar, says Rishem Rabbi Shaya, Shnei lavin v'kares achas, lavin chalkin krisos, that when we have two lavin and only one kares, those lavim separate the krisos. And over here we have two lavim, we have two mentions of each iser, but only by one of them does it say the word kares, and that itself tells us that there's a separate iser kares for each and every one. And umatama, what's the source for this? Well, because we have another iser kares. It's referring to the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil which was used for anointing Kohanim Gedolim and kings from Malchus Beis David and Kalim in the Mishkan. What does it say? Al-Basar Adam Lo Yisach, that this cannot be anointed on a regular person's flesh, uvmaskuntai loisasu kamayu, and don't make like its recipe, meaning don't copy this oil for your own personal needs. And Uksiv, another pasuk says, Ish asher yirkach kamayu, one who does make a recipe like this, asher yitain menu azar, where he takes this oil and he puts it on non-kayin, v'nichros me'amav, he shall get kares. So here we have two psukim, but only one mention of kares. Hare yashkan shnei lavin, v'kares achas, and that tells us, lavin chalkin krisos, that whenever we have two mentions of a lav and one of kares, that tells us that each lav is its own chiv of kares. And that's where Rebbe Elazar learns from, so he doesn't need to learn from this klalu prat that Rabbi Yochanan does. But now we flip the question back onto Rabbi Yochanan? Ma'avila Rabbi Yochanan? What does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? Rabbi Yochanan has to agree with what we just mentioned regarding the oil, because these Isurim of using and replicating the Shaman Mishcha aren't part of a klal and then singled out, like Rabbi Yochanan had explained by Arias. And so now we're really back to the drawing board. Why does Rabbi Yochanan really need this drasha of a chaysai, which he had originally said teaches us that each and every one of these Arias is his own Isur Kares? We don't need that anymore. And the answer is Ba'anashim Akasim Medaber, that all the psukim of Arias are really talking about men, that man has this Isur. Ubas HaChaysai Lelamana Kol Hanashim, the pasuk of a chaysai, of sister, is being singled out to say that even women, when they're part of an act of Arias, they're involved in this Isur, they also have this individual Isur of Kares for each and every one. As the Rav Blazer came, doesn't Rav Blazer hold of that? He should agree to that as well. And the answer is that no, Islay, he has a different drasha. It says Lois Sikravu, they shall not come close. This is Sand Lashon plural. They shouldn't be over these Isurim. Echad Ish v'Echad Isha, this tells us that both the man and the woman have these Isurim. As the Gemara Ma'avala Rabbi Yechanan, so what does Rabbi Yechanan do with this? And the answer is the Pasar La Bava'ina Mechavar. He does use this. He agrees to this drasha of Lois Sikravu, telling us there's an Isur both on the man and the woman. However, it's not Mechavar, it's not clear, it's not strong enough to teach us that there's a separate Isur Kares for women for each and every one of these Lavim that are mentioned. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan needs his drasha of a chaysai to teach us that even by women, there's a separate Isur of Kares for each and every one of these. And the Gemara continues V'ayin Menada also from this. This goes back to our original discussion from the previous Amud. We had asked regarding Chiyuvi Kares, which is our current discussion that we're in the middle of. But remember, this really came from the original discussion of an Isur Lav. Anytime we have a grouping, a klal of Isur Lavim, and then one was Yatzas, it was singled out. If it was singled out for no particular reason, Shaloi Letzorech, so then we can use that to reflect back to the original klal and say there's a separate Isur Lav for each one of the things mentioned in the klal. And again, as we had said, that led to the discussion of what about do we apply this to an Isur Kares? And we got this whole discussion from Yechner and Blazer, and that's what I was picking up with Va'ayim and Adah, also from this, meaning we have another potential source that tells us that when we're dealing with Chiyuvim of Kares, that we have a klal, and then one is singled out, that reflects back to the klal, saying that each one is his own individual Isur Kares. Where do we get this from? So Shmuel Bar Abba, Balkum Reb Ze'era, Shmuel Bar Abba, asked for Reb Ze'era, V'yatsu Shlamim, V'yachloiku Lavin Al-Kol Kachim Otoma. Shlamim, the fact that he was singled out, should teach us something in regards to all Kachim when they're Tameh. This is a general Isur Kares that Torah tells us, any Kachim are not allowed to be eaten in a state of Toma, and then later on, specifically Shlamim is singled out, saying that if a person eats Shlamim in a state of Toma, that he's going to get Kares. So Shmuel Bar is suggesting that should reflect back and teach us in regards to all the other Kachim that each one is his own Isur Kares. However, Nova Vam based on top, Armalei, he told him, no, Litzarech Yatsu. The fact that Shlamim was singled out was necessary. It wasn't Shalai Litzarech. What's it for? Lamaitis Kachi Bede Kabayas is to exclude Kachi Bede Kabayas. Shalai Yuchayav and Alain, Mishum Pigal Vener Sev Tame. So he teaches the one is not Chayav for Pigal Nerser and Tame for them. We know the Kachi Bede Kabayas are all the things that were dedicated for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say an animal was dedicated for that purpose, and instead of selling it and using those proceeds to, let's say, paint the Beis HaMikdash, the animal was shechted, but with the issues of Pigal Nerser and Tame, a person eating that is not going to be Chayav for these Isurim because of Kachi Bede Kabayas and it wasn't supposed to be a carbon. And that's what Shlom is coming to exclude, and therefore it is Litzorech Yatza. It was singled out for a purpose and not for no purpose. And furthermore, we continue proving this. Isn't this a mission that tells us this? Kachim is Bach, Mitzarfin Zaim Zelim Ila. The Kachim is Bach, things that were dedicated for use on the Mizbach, they're meant to be Karbanos. So two different ones will be Mitzar for each other, for the Isra of Mi'ila, and also Lechavalin Mishon Pigal Neser Batame. If a person ate a Kazayas of two different Karbanos, he could be over these Yisurim of Pigal Neser and Tame. Masha Inkin, Mekachim Bede Kabayas, but this does not apply to an animal that was really dedicated to Bede Kabayas. And what do we learn from here? Mikivan, Shehein Mitzarfin, that's proper Girsa. Since we see very clearly from his Mishnah that they are Mitzarif, two different Karbanos are Mitzarif for this Isser, Chalkin, do you want to say now that all of a sudden there's a separate Isser for each one of them? If they're Mitzarif, that means they all fit under the same category of Isser. We can't now say, like Shmuel Bar Abba is suggesting, that there's a Chiluk in Yisurim. So that's another raya that Shmuel Bar Abba's suggestion is not valid. However, Amar Chanina, Chanina comments on this, Nova Kani, it really should be like this. V'yachloiku v'loyit starfu. What Shmuel Bar Abba was asking was actually on this Mishnah itself. Namely, where does the Mishnah get this din from? Instead of saying that there's a tziruf of these Isurim, maybe we should say the exact opposite, that there's a chiluk in Isurim, and that we can't combine these Isurim for, let's say, Pigal Neser and Tamei. And therefore, says Rav Chanina, you can't knock away Shmuel Bar Abba's suggestion so easily. Now, we continue this discussion just in a slightly different avenue. Klal ba'asei uprat b'lois asei. Let's say we have a klal in the Torah regarding asei. It's a positive commandment to do something, and then there's a specification. We single something out, but it's a lois asei. Do we now learn that lois asei teaches that the aseh turns into a lois aseh? And the answer is that Milsa de Rabbi Elazar Amra, Klal Pratu, the following member of Rabbi Elazar, does teach us this is darshan like a regular Klal and Prat, and the Prat, which is singled out, does teach us something about the Klal, even though it's a lois aseh on an aseh. Where do we get this from? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Loikan Adei Charisha B'Shvias, a person will get Malkus for plowing their land on Shemitah. Whereas Rabbi Yechon Amra, he says, Ein Loikan Adei Charisha B'Shvias, a person is not going to get Malkus for plowing their land on Shemitah. Where do we get this from? Umatam Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's source? The answer is because the pasuk tells us Shavsa Aretz Shabbos LaHashem, the land shall rest, resting for Hashem. Klal, that's a generalization, and that's an aseh. That's a positive commandment that it should rest. But then the pasuk says Sod Chaloises Rabbi Charma Chaloises Mar Prat. We have a specification which is a lav telling you that you are not allowed to plant your land and you are not allowed to trim your vines. And what do we learn from here? Hazireav Azamer Af Hein Bchal Hayu. Planting and trimming, they were included in this klal of that you just have to let your land rest. V'lama Yatsu. Why were they singled out? Lahakish alain, to make a hekesh to the generalization. Lamrachah to tell you, Mahazirev Azamir, just like somebody who plants or trims, Miyuchadin Shein Avodas Ba'aretz Ubi'ilon, that's something that's specific. It's working with the ground or with a tree. Af Ainli Elodavar Shu Avod Ba'aretz Ubi'ilon, so too the lavim that I have on Shemitah are something that's doing work with the ground or with a tree. But nonetheless, we see that according to Belazar, doing work with the ground on Shemitah is a lav, it's not just an Isra Asay. And the question is, Mavad Lar Bechanan, so was Rabbi Yechon do this Joshua? It seems fine. The answer is, Shnei Dvar Mehen. This is two things that are being singled out, planting and trimming. And two things that are being singled out from a klal cannot be taught back onto the klal, that each one is his own individual lav. As more of a less Rabbi Elazar Chalkin, does that mean the Rabbi Elazar doesn't have this problem and he holds that even though two things were singled out, they could be taught back on the general klal, that each thing is its own individual isser? And the answer is actually you're right. Rabbi Elazar does agree with Rabbi Yechanan that two things being singled out from the klal cannot teach us that the thing in the klal each have their own iser. However, halalamed malamdin, it does teach us as a whole that these things have an iser lav, namely the things that are included in the iser aseh also have a lav attached to them. Maybe they're not their own individual iser lav, but there still is iser lav to them that one would get malchus for, and that's why Rabbi Elazar holds that a person is going to get malchus for plowing on Shemitah. So now we flip the question back. Veles Rabbi Yechon malamdin, doesn't Rabbi Yechon hold of this? And the answer is that he does not. Shanya he, this case is different. Sheklal ba'aseh uprat b'lois aseh. The klal is an aseh. And the prat is lois aseh, ve'ein aseh melamed al lois aseh, ve'ein lois aseh melamed al aseh. And aseh can't teach anything about a lois aseh, and a lois aseh can't teach anything about an aseh. Whereas Amar Rabbi Elazar would respond to that, va'aseh melamed al lois aseh, is an aseh teaching anything about a lois aseh over here? You're right. If the lois aseh was the generalization, was the klal, and the specification, the thing that was being singled out was an aseh, we can't have an aseh, which is a lower level teaching anything about a lois aseh. But ve'ein lois aseh melamed al aseh, is a lois aseh not able to teach something about an aseh, and that's what it is over here. Over here, the aseh is the klal, is the generalization. That which is being singled out, the specification, the prat, is a lois aseh, and since a lois aseh is stronger than an aseh, so the prat, which is a lois aseh, could teach us something about the aseh, and that's what Rabbi Elazar holds, therefore we have no issues. We're going to stop it for the day, we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about their shitas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.